This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. It's 8:44 on your Tuesday morning, July the 8th. And the tragedy continues to unfold and the numbers continue to grow of dead. And it's just all bad news coming out of Central Texas. And thank God for the United Cajun Navy, for the search and rescue crews from across the country, from across Louisiana, the volunteers and everyone else who is trying to help those in need now cope with this situation. Brian Trasher is the vice president of the United Cajun Navy and joins us on the live line. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Hey, Abe, good to see you this morning, or hear from you, I should say.
And as soon as your organization started learning about what was happening in Texas, I know you started mobilizing efforts to get over there and see what you could do to help in a very, very difficult time.
Yeah, ironically, we had sort of like a little summit of our leadership down in Grand Isle, and which kind of like one last hurrah before hurricane season heated up. And so we were up all night bow fishing, and so we were awake when the alert started coming through. And then by the time dawn came, we started seeing, you know, reports of mass casualties, and that's when we knew it was serious. And we started calling around our Texas chapter to get some intel. And then I got a call from Congressman Clay Higgins from Lafayette, and he is very close with the congressman that represents his district, Chip Roy, over here in Central Texas. And he asked, you know, what kind of assets we could deploy. And so we got an airboat team out of San Antonio to go immediately. And then we started sending in second and third waves of SAR teams and canine teams.
You know, it really is amazing how this has grown over the last 20 years since Hurricane Katrina, when the Cajun Navy was born. And now you guys really are the tip of the spear. You are ready to go on a second's notice. And since then, you've been sending more and more resources over there to help, not only in the search, but also with the mental health and well-being of those people impacted.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because we have our chaplain, Tony Dickey, here, and he has decades of experience with bereavement counseling, helping people with that experience trauma and loss, and just kind of being a spiritual guide. He's been an angel. He's been over at the EOC with the families as they're getting their daily briefings, and just trying to comfort them. And he's doing a great job. But yeah, it's crazy. 20 years ago, you know, we barely had, you know, gas money for the boats, and now we have a 30,000 square foot warehouse at the Baton Rouge Airport, and we have all kind of cool toys and equipment to go out and do search and rescue and be force multipliers for their federal and state agencies.
And this is all from private donations and from the hard work, the sweat, and often, unfortunately, tears that come along with this hard work from all of those volunteers who help with your organization.
Correct. We were 100% private donor funded, and we still don't have any salaried staff. We still are 100% volunteers. We do have some people we contract to help with, like, finances and some things like that that are necessary, but yeah, we don't have any employees yet. We're trying to decide if we want to get that big or not. We're not sure.
How is the scene over there in Central Texas? You know, it's one thing to see it on your phone and on your television and hear about it on the radio. It's another thing to go over there and live it, where you're finding dozens and dozens of dead little girls and families torn apart by this tragedy. And unfortunately, in this day and age, so much of the things that we see and hear and experience in the news have become really I don't want to say we've been desensitized, but we're hearing more and more about all these things, and everything is an attempt now for somebody to get attention on the internet. What's it like to actually be there?
Yeah, it's eerily reminiscent of Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina, where you have the hilly terrain and the strong kinetic flood waves that came down the river and just slabbed structures, just took out a lot of property and unfortunately took a lot of lives. I'll try to paint the picture where I'm at right now. I'm actually at a rock quarry next to the Guadalupe River, and the river actually came up over and spilled into this quarry, which now looks like a pond because all the river water that came over into it. And it's just now starting to recede, and we're seeing some overturned vehicles and debris. So we have a dog team out here, just not to be grotesque, but we're walking around in certain areas. There's an aroma, and that's where we bring in the dogs to come in and do their thing. And so, yeah, it's eerie. It's very quiet. I was out at a restaurant last night late after we got done, and it was a crowded place, but it was not loud at all. Like, considering how many people were in the place, it was very quiet. The community is very, very rocked by this, and even people who didn't know any of the victims, they're absolutely heartbroken, and it's going to take a while to mend those broken hearts.
Yeah, hearing more clanking of forks and knives and spoons on plates and bowls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And dishes than anyone saying much of anything, as they just try to get some sustenance before returning to the daunting process of trying to recover more victims. There still are a lot of people missing, aren't there?
Yeah, there's I think the missing number of the campers is down to 8, and I think that the missing numbers of just general population was down to like 42. And that's just I was talking to another outlet this morning, and I was telling them that's just the people that get reported. You know, I mean, there's some people that come out to these types of parts of the country that, because they want to be reclusive and maybe they don't have family and friends and whatnot, so nobody reports it when they don't hear from them. So we'll never know the true number, but it just comes from a missing persons report that gets filed by family and friends. So we can only work with the numbers we have.
Yeah, and then there are others who people didn't even know. Maybe their loved ones were there and they didn't tell them they were going because they don't stay in that much touch, or entire families that were washed away. So, yeah, we're talking about it probably, when this is all said and done, at least 150 dead, if not more. We're talking with Brian Trasher, Vice President of the United Cajun Navy, about the tragedy and the heartbreaking sorrow that is continuing to unfold in Central Texas. When we come back, we'll talk to him about, is there any realistic hope at this point of them finding any more survivors? And how can you help the United Cajun Navy? We'll get that information for you after we check on WWL Traffic. 855, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Last number I saw was that the death toll is up to 104 confirmed deaths from the flash flooding in central Texas over the 4th of July weekend. So many have poured out their hearts and their blood and their sweat and their tears to go help out there, including members of the United Cajun Navy. The vice president is on the line with us, Brian Trasher, who is over there in central Texas now. And Brian, I know some of the families have publicly already said that they have either lost or are giving up hope. But here, this flooding, what, July 2nd, July 3rd, into July 4th, here we are July 8th. There can't be a lot of hope still left in that community that people have survived this, that are still missing, is there?
Yeah, the further you get away from that 48 to 60 hour mark, the survivability index does go down quite a bit. But we, you know, we go out every day believing that we're going to find a miracle. But if nothing else, Dave, you know, sometimes closure is a lot better than not knowing what happened to your loved one. You know, people can bring them home, have a funeral, whatever their religious customs are, and just have some closure as a family. And a lot of times, you know, that's what we offer. You know, we would rather have a happy ending, but sometimes just buttoning it up is good enough.
And there have been those miracles. You guys have been able before to find someone who somehow, against all odds, has survived, but that window seems to be closing. So
it does, yeah. And so we're just kind of, you know, searching this grid that the EOC gave us, and just trying to use the resources that we have. You know, we had a lot of people reach out, normal volunteers, people that volunteer with us a lot, and we've had to tell them that, look, we've had to stick to what I call special ops volunteers. They're pretty much all combat veterans who are just very mentally tough, and they would, you know, are not necessarily fazed by things that would, you know, destroy a normal person emotionally. And that's the kind of people that we need doing these searches, because if there's a chance you're going to come across a deceased child, I mean, some people might never, ever be able to unsee that.
Yeah, you've talked about the chaplains and the counselors that you have in your organization that help families deal with the tragic news that sometimes you and others have to deliver. But it's also got to be very difficult on your volunteers, particularly when you're talking about a mass casualty situation like this and so many children, little girls.
Yeah, most of us are parents ourselves. And so, you know, I keep telling people that a couple of years ago, my daughter went to a camp with her classmates in North Carolina, and they actually had to cut their trip short because Helene was incoming. And within 36 hours of them departing on the bus, that camp was destroyed. So that's a near miss for me. And so I can't even imagine what these parents are going through. That you send your kid off to summer camp, they're excited. They're excited to go have an adventure with their friends, and they don't come home. Just having to go back home and, you know, straighten up that room or whatever, it's just absolutely going to, I personally would never come back from it. Y'all would never hear from me again if something happened to my daughter.
Brian, thank you so much for you and all of the volunteers that you help coordinate, for heading over there to Texas, for helping out in this effort when the expectation of those happy outcomes, as you put it, continue to diminish, that you all are still there. You're still doing the work, still trying to help these families get answers and get closures. If someone wants to help out, whether it be financially or through volunteering their time or efforts or boats or whatever, how can people help the United Cajun Navy?
We always say we'll accept time, talent, or treasure. If you have the time to volunteer, we have a volunteer sign up on our on our website, www.unitedcajunnavy.org. We also have a donate function if you have some extra treasure that you can part with. And if you have a talent or particular skill that you think would be you know, helpful to us in our missions, please contact us. Let us know. We put it into a database based on skills. So certain types of missions, we'll reach out to certain kind of people, you know, divers, pilots, you know, boat operators, things like that. And social media. Sometimes I tell people, look, the easiest and cheapest thing you can do is follow us on social media and share the content that we put out, because that helps the algorithm help us grow. And it brings in more contributions for us, which allows us to keep doing things like this.
You know, I vividly remember the boats being launched from the traffic circle at Causeway and Airline. It'll be 20 years ago coming up in August. And that was the birth during Hurricane Katrina of what now is an amazing organization. Brian, again, I can't thank you enough for your efforts and what you guys do.
Thanks, Dave. Y'all stay safe back home.
Thank you. Brian Trasher here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.